Good morning. Thank you. So I was at the library on Monday as they were casting their vote to decide not to sell to CPC for a dollar. And then they put more language on it where they just won't sell to anybody. So in the near future, that's the way they put it. But it brought this passage to mind, not the passage in James, but this passage. It's Psalm 71, 1 through 6. We don't have it up there, so just listen. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust. O Lord, from my youth, upon you I have learned from before my birth, You are he who has took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much, God, that everything is truly in your hands because you go with everything, with the valleys, with the mountaintop experiences, with the praise, with the sorrow. You're always there, Lord. You're like that jacket that we can wear with every single outfit. You're like that piece of bread that we want with every meal. Father, we thank you, and we are so grateful. Help these words to be encouraging, Lord, and help them to be directly from you. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. In him, we have everything we need. He goes with everything. Because there are times when we think he is doing nothing. And we wonder if our prayers are going past the ceiling. No, you never think that. He's working behind the scenes. He's orchestrating the chapters of our lives. And I'd like to say of Grace Communion Cleveland's life. He's orchestrating the piece. The piece isn't finished. As I was telling the kids about composers, he has to know every detail of every instrument the composer does. And he has to let them come in just at the right time or it'll be a mess. But also, please understand, those in the orchestra have to keep their eyes on the conductor. They'll come in at the wrong time. They'll throw the whole symphony off. Doesn't mean he can't go back and correct it, but we'll be wasting our time about getting to the point of the song where we want to be. So we say that for Grace Communion Cleveland, and we say that for our very lives. Keep your eye on him. We don't know when or where God's going to move, but we also know that he said it's done already. It's already done. I'm waiting for you to catch up. So today we're in James. James 5, 13 through 20, reading from the NIV. Thank you, Hannah. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, Remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. So we start with the praying part, right? If you want to know how your life is doing spiritually, check the thermostat of your prayer life. What's the setting on it? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it nowhere around? What is your immediate reaction to suffering? Is it prayer? If life is going well and things are smooth, is it to sing praises to the one who goes with everything? What is our immediate reaction when things go right? Is it a praise God? Or is it a praise someone else? Because who we are praying to reminds us of who is in control and how he has the power to change every circumstance. These reactions, it acknowledges both our blessings and our afflictions, because that's what we have. We have mountaintop experiences and we have times in the valley. But God works through all of those experiences to accomplish his purposes. So if you're going through a valley right now and things are not quite right, don't worry. The one who goes with everything is going to be able to bring you out of it. And probably already has you out of it. But he needs you to understand something while walking through it, to believe and have faith. In these verses, James addresses the sick, which in Greek, the word, I'm not going to say the Greek word, I'm just going to say the word in the Greek means weak, the weak. So it refers to any kind of weakness, not just being physically sick, but any kind of weakness. It can be physical or anything else. Those who are beaten down and struggling. And they can't even pray sometimes to seek help. That's when we step in, right? Intercession. Is the verse saying in 15 that every sick person will be healed? Everyone will be healed, but not always in the way that we would like them healed. And not always in the time that we would like them healed. Healing is not just in this life, right? The prayer offered in faith will provide divine encouragement in the midst of that problem, in the midst of that struggle for that particular illness, weakness that someone is going through. Sickness and suffering just don't all come from sin. Remember that in John, where they said, who's at fault here? Why is this man born blind? Born blind, and then they say, was it his fault? His fault? Born blind, or was it his parents? And Jesus told him, neither one. This is so God might be glorified, would be glorified. So as we suffer through, it's so God will be glorified. Because why? Because when we're pulled out of it, as we walk through it, we are continuing to give him the praise, because God goes with everything. Everything. We can understand this. Our lifestyles can bring suffering upon us. I mean, tell the truth, right? We do things that... I shouldn't have done that. I'm paying for it right now. God, take me out of this. Take me out of this. And in his mercy and his compassion, he does eventually. I have a song that I'm singing with the kids at school. It's from a musical. I took Midge to see this musical, I think. It was called Dear Evan Hansen. And there's a song that says, you will be found. So I was explaining to them, because we have a lot of kids that are suffering from depression. We have a lot of kids that think this is all there will be, right? But the fact is, that's not all there will be. And that's what I told them. I told them this in class. I said, this feeling that you have, talking to my fifth, fourth graders and third graders, this feeling that you, I said, has anybody felt down? They raised their hand. All your friends seem to turn against you. They raised their hand. I said, yeah, everybody goes through that, but you don't stay there. It will get better. And when these kids start to sing this song, it brings tears to your eyes, because now they know a meaning behind it. You will be found. You're going to raise your hand up and somebody's going to pick you up and bring you back in from that crashing darkness that you've been feeling. I never realized how biblically sound that is for the kids that I'm talking to, but they get it without me saying the word in Jesus' name. I say it quietly in Jesus' name, but they get it. So there are other things that we try to stop ourselves from suffering. We say if people follow the commandments of God, there'll be very little suffering. That's what we say. Do we? So when we say that, I have something for my kids. They're the five commandments of the classroom for my kindergarten through first grade. No, kindergarten through second grade says this. Be safe. They repeat it. So you guys repeat it. Ready? Be safe.
Be safe.
Be polite.
Be polite.
Be cooperative.
Be cooperative.
Be responsible.
Be responsible.
Be kind.
Be kind.
And so these are our rules of the classroom. If you follow these rules, we'll get along. Then I had one kid say to me, what does be polite mean? We think they know and they do not. So I said, man, I never thought that I'd have to explain that, but thank you for asking. So then I began to understand what, and then they say cooperative, which, you know, my kindergartners can hardly say. I explain because your hands go like this. Be responsible. What does that mean? So there are certain things that we can do in life that just make life easier. Certainly makes life easier in the classroom when they follow those five things. It's just a much happier place. So there are certain things of God that we follow. But you know what? There's going to be more in life that they need to follow. Those are basics, but they need to go deeper into it. So yeah, could there be 10 things to follow? Could there be 613 from my Jewish friends? Positive and negative acts. 613 to follow. Which one do I follow today? What do I do? I got to incorporate all of them. So God said, let me incorporate it all for you. Love God, love neighbor. Boom. Just do it. Because there's no way you're going to be able to follow exactly everyone to the T. And that's why we have a Savior. When we deal with our sins, with our wrong decisions, I like to say that, with the decisions that kind of turn us away from God, when we deal with those things, boy, life lines up a whole lot better for us. But it's addressing it, isn't it? Not putting our heads under. We know that God came to save us from it. And we are saved from it. But if we keep turning our back on God and keep going back to who we used to be, we're going to get the same results that we used to get. But when we turn toward God and we start walking toward Him and letting Him walk beside us and guide us, we're going to get a result that's going to keep us just praising and strong and faithful, all of those things that we want to be. Will it be perfect? No, because we're not, but He is. God can do extraordinary things with ordinary people. Elijah, I know we say Elijah wasn't ordinary, but he was pretty ordinary. But when he prayed in faith, it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Sometimes I would wonder, am I praying right, Lord? Am I praying in faith? Because you haven't answered this yet. Oh, are you saying no? Are you saying wait? Let me see what you're saying. Elijah knew who he was praying to. He knew that God was the one who could make miraculous things happen. That's how he prayed. He knew he was praying to a sovereign God, because God goes with everything, and his response in every situation is perfect. We're to stay the course in every circumstance. As I said, when somebody is like, you know they're going the wrong way, you know that there's a problem, you see them about to go off of a cliff, wouldn't you grab them and pull them back? Don't go that way. Stop. Even a stranger does that when they see someone about to get hit by a car, all that. Stop. Don't. They do these little experiments to see if people will help someone else. So they have the one I saw today. A pregnant lady was trying to get her bag. She was big and pregnant, but it was a social experiment. How many people will walk past her? She was trying to get her bag down the stairs because there was no escalator. The amount of people that passed her was ridiculous. They just looked and they kept going. No one helped, but one woman who came, helps her down the stairs, and that's when the guy comes out and goes, there's a camera there. This was an experiment to see who would help. And then he gives her that box of candy that says, merci. Thank you. But the amount of people who won't help, we shouldn't be that. Especially for the household of faith, we should be ready. Let's snatch them back. Come on, back. I love you. Don't go. Don't do that. Don't. Let's turn to God. Let's pray. And we don't judge them. Don't judge them. Nobody wants to be around people who are judgy McJudgersons. They want to be around people who embrace and who love. When we cover our brother and sister, we cover a multitude of sins. What he says in Proverbs 10:12, love covers a multitude of sins. Christ's love is sacrificial. And with his help, we can do and be the same. So now, I want to read that scripture again, of course, from the Message, to remind us, wherever we are, whatever we're going through, God goes with everything. So here we go. Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call on the church leaders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Master. Believing prayer will heal you, and Jesus will put you on your feet. And if you've sinned, you'll be forgiven and healed from the inside out. Or inside out. Make this your common practice. I love that. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. I just want to remind you, that's why I'm very careful who I let pray for me. There are some people who will come and offer a prayer, but you know about them. They're not living the life they're praying for you. I need somebody who is being right with God. I want a righteous person, someone who's living right with God, to pray for me, because I know that their prayer is going to be heard. I believe we are those folks. Perfectly? No. But moving forward, truthfully. Elijah, for instance, human just like us, prayed hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then we prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came, and everything started growing again. My dear friends, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, don't write them off. Go after them. Get them back. And you would have rescued precious lives from destruction and prevented an epidemic of wandering away from God. Is there anybody who you know that needs to know God goes with everything? You can never stray too far that you can't be brought back. His love covers a multitude of sins. You ain't got to tell me everything you did. You just got to ask him for forgiveness. We'll anoint you. We'll gather around you. We'll pray for you. And there's something about the prayer of righteous people that changes things, whatever it may be. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are a God who hears, you are a God who listens, but you also a God who directs. We want to be with you, Lord. We want to be in your presence. We want to serve you and serve each other. Lord, we know that you have something special in store for each and every one of us individually and collectively. You're not done with us. So, Father, help us to walk in the way that you have provided, the way that you light our path. Help us not to stray from it. And when we do, help us to help our brothers and sisters just to come back in, just to keep track of them. Let them know that they are loved. Let them know that they are cared for. And not only by us, but Lord, most of all, by you and your son, Jesus. So thank you, God. Thank you for being a God who we can praise, who we can cry with, a Lord who hears, a Lord who is everything and goes with everything. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.